Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the premier country music, gospel, jazz, and blues singer, Willie Nelson. And with Willie is his longtime friend and fleet-fingered guitarist, Jackie King. And also with us is Gary Mazzarappi on bass. It's so wonderful to have you here.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
I feel like some kind of a groupie because I've been looking forward to this for so long.
Thank you.
And listening to your new recording that you did with Jackie, the Gypsy, there's one I particularly like. It's called Heart of a Clown. Could we do that?
Sure.
Okay.
If I had the heart of a clown, I'd laugh every time you made me blue. And if I had the heart of a clown, you wouldn't see me cry the way you do. And I'd paint a smile upon my face each time you hurt me so. My arms could long for your embrace, but you would never know. And I'd sing as my dream world tumbled down. If I had the heart of a clown.
Well, we were talking about the record, The Gypsy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on your label, Jackie, isn't it? It was you put together?
It's a co-op record. It's Willie's label and our label.
Jigsaw Records.
Yeah, it's Jigsaw
Records. Somebody will steal that name now.
I know, isn't it?
That way we can take a song off of one and put it on the other one. The album is on Indigo Moon is the name of the label, and Willie's label is Perdinalis Records, and it's...
Well, the next one will be Jigsaw.
Yeah, the Jigsaw's coming up. You want to do the Gypsy?
I'd love to. You know, that tune is an old standard from years ago. I haven't heard anybody record it. It's such a good tune.
It is. You'll kick it off?
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the Gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will go right or left if you'll only believe the Gypsy. She could tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears.
You know what I love, Willie? I don't know how to explain this, but it always amazes me. You sing sort of on the front of the beat. You don't sing behind. It's like you're ahead. You know, can you...
Oh, it's phrasing. Phrasing is just
phrasing, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. It's so good.
You know. I mean, I'm trying to pay you a compliment. I just find it amazing because, you know, you're to the end of the phrase and I'm still playing the... Phil, if you don't know where you're at, I mean, if I didn't know,
jumps ahead of us and then waits for us. You know?
Well, that's what it is, but I mean, it's so unique.
I used to do, I still do San Antonio Rose, which is a Bob Wills classic, and I had the good fortune of working with Bob a few times, and I did his radio show one time, and he wanted me to sing San Antonio Rose. He'd heard that I sung it, and I said, sure. But what was so funny was, my phrasing was so different from what he had been used to, and he's used to coming up and saying, aha, every now and then.
That's right.
And And he'd come up to open his mouth to say, aha, and I was still singing, so it threw him off a little bit.
He probably went, uh-uh. But it's very unique. But, I mean, some people might think, oh, he's missing a bar, but there's no such thing. You know.
No.
It's quite amazing. Well, there'll be more in a minute. My guests are Willie Nelson and Jackie King with Gary Mazzarappi on bass. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I understand that Milk Cow Blues was the first blues album that you made?
Yeah, we'd played a lot of blues before, you know, and I'd written a few blues songs like Nightlife and Rainy Day Blues, and a lot of my music seems to have a lot of blues flavor in it anyway.
Well, I imagine when you were a kid that you heard all kinds of blues and gospel when you were just a mere child, didn't you?
Yeah, and the Milk Cow Blues I heard from Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. So back in those days, I wasn't aware of labels. So when I heard Milk Cow Blues and Bob Wills, I just associated it with whatever he was playing. And I later found out it was Western Swing. But then Milk Cow Blues was still the blues. You know, Johnny Gimble, a good friend of ours, plays violin, fiddle, says there's only two songs ever written, The Star-Spangled Banner and the blues.
Well, that's not bad. Did you hear music in church? Or?
I did. The first song that I remember singing in church was Amazing Grace, and I was, you know, before I could play the guitar, I was, you know, we were singing Amazing Grace, and Will the Circle Be Unbroken, and the song Just As I Am, where everyone walks down the aisle, you know, so that was one of the closers of the church's services.
You know, you mentioned the Rainy
Day Blues, yeah.
I love that thing. Could we do that?
Sure. Well, it's cloudy in the morning. Gonna be raining in the afternoon. It's cloudy in the morning. Gonna be raining in the afternoon. And if you don't like this rainy weather, you can just pack your bags and move. But if you're running from it, brother, the only road that I can see. If you're running from it, brother, the only road that I can see. Is the road that leads to nowhere, and nowhere is a fool like me.
You know, I was just curious, Willie, how did you and Jackie get together? He's laughing.
That's how we got together.
It was one of those laughing sessions, I think, in San Antonio. I was over, I believe, the first time I met you, I think it was over Johnny Bush's house or somebody's.
That's
house.
Right, yeah.
And you came by. You couldn't have been over 15 or 16 years old.
Yeah, I was.
And he was already, you know, playing so good that none of us wanted to hang out with him a lot. You know?
Oh, he was like that. You mean he was so good you didn't want him to sit in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
it was
terrible.
Embarrassing, you know, to have to follow Jackie.
So it would be like a cutting session or something like that.
Yeah, only one guy cutting. he was great. He's been good a long time.
So the only thing to do was hire him and keep him quiet.
That's the only thing I knew to do.
So you did that. That's what evidently worked out.
Finally, after all these years, I finally figured out how to control him.
Well, he must have been around when you made that record of Stardust, because that was like a landmark record for you, wasn't it?
Well, it was in a lot of ways, because all those songs, you know, were pop standards. People call them pop standards, but I did it as a country artist, and every song in there was a pop standard, from Stardust to Moonlight in Vermont to
All of Me.
Yeah, Georgia. And it stayed in the country charts for over 10 years.
So fantastic.
That, you know, it confirmed a lot of my earlier beliefs that music is music and there's no such thing as boundaries and labels, that everyone likes everything if they hear it.
No, you're absolutely right. And I mean, if anything would stamp you as a not only a country artist but a jazz artist, I mean, I think that one did it. I think everybody loved that, and they still do love that record.
There were so many people, yeah, that were people my age and older who remembered the songs when they were big hits, and then there were people, the young people who had never heard them, that also could recognize good songs.
Well, that song will never go away. And I mean, some of the others on there, like that Jimmy and I used to play, All of Me.
Yes.
I wish you'd do that one.
Sure, yeah.
Will you?
Sure. See that I'm no good without you. Take my arms, 'cause I wanna lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.